Yerushalmi Masas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis, the third line from the bottom of the page, Ad Heichan. Ad Heichan, the Gemara brings now a question. The Mishnah taught that if you put the oil in a dish or pot when the contents are still hot, it becomes obligated in Masas. For how long are they considered hot? Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Ad Kadei Shei Nosun Yodei L'Seicha, V'Hi Nichvis. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi and Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, answered, as long as when he puts his hand in it, it gets scalded. Hakol Moedim, B'Kli Sheni Shu Mutter. All agree that in a Kli Sheni, which is the utensil into which one poured from a Kli Rishon, which is the utensil that had been on the fire, it's not considered cooking, and it's still permitted to eat in snack form. Ma ben Kli Rishon, Ma ben Kli Sheni. Why is there a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? And Rabbi Yosi bar Bun, Kan Hayad Choletes, V'Kan Ein Hayad Choletes. Rabbi Yosi bar Bun answers, in a Kli Sheni, it is cooled enough that he can put his hand in it, which is not the case with a Kli Rishon. Am Rabbi Yona, Kan V'Kan Ein Hayad Choletes, Ela Osu HaChoka L'Kli Rishon, V'Le Osu HaChoka L'Kli Sheni. Rabbi Yona answers, no, in both cases he cannot put his hand in it, and the only case where the Torah considers it cooking is a Kli Rishon on the fire. But they made a rabbinic decree only on a Kli Rishon off the fire to prevent a person from putting it in a Kli Rishon on the fire. Amar Rabbi Mana, Hahein Pincha should say Da'aruza, Mesai La'aba, Hahein Pincha De'Gurusa should say Mesai La'aba, Da'at Mefanile Min Asa La'asa Va'at Kedoin Hu Rasach. Rabbi Mana says, I can support my father Rabbi Yona's teaching from a bowl of rice and of barley, as even if it's transferred from place to place, it remains very hot. Is it permitted to pour hot water on spices on Shabbos? Rabbi Yona Amar Osa V'Irui K'Kli Rishon Hu. Rabbi Yona answers, it's prohibited, as pouring from a Kli Rishon is like placing in a Kli Rishon. Chai L'Rabbi Yona Min Hado Echad Yerisho Boi V'Echad She'ira L'Seicha Roiseach. That's the correct Gersa. We have a support from a Mishnah in Maseches Zevachim. Whether one cooked Kodesh in or poured hot Kodesh into an earthenware vessel, the utensil must be broken. And Rabbi Yosi Taman Kli Cheres Boilea Tavlin Einem Misbashlim. Rabbi Yosi rejects that. He says, no, there it's because an earthenware vessel absorbs, but here spices don't cook through pouring. Heisu Rabbi Yosi Rabbun V'Hatani Af B'Kli Nechoshes Kein Islach Lameima Esach Meima Kli Nechoshes Boilea. Rabbi Yosi Rabbun reinstates his support from a Baisa. The Baisa says the same applies to when Kodesh was cooked in or poured into a copper vessel and it requires washing inside and out. Could one say that copper absorbs like earthenware? Rather, it must be because pouring is like cooking. Ma'u la'arois im akiluach. The Gemara asks the question, what if a person inserted spices into a stream of water coming from a Kli Rishon, rather than putting the spices in a Kli Sheni and pouring on top of them? Amar b'chanina b'rei d'Rabbi Hillel machlekes Rabbi Yona Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Hillel, says that it's a dispute between Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Gufta, boy, koime Rabbi Mana, asakein b'shabbos chayev mishum mevashel, asakein b'basa v'cholav chayev mishum mevashel. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Gufta asked Rabbi Mana, if a person did this, which inserted spices into a stream of hot water on Shabbos, would he be liable for cooking? And if he cooked meat and milk together in this way, would he be liable for cooking them? Amalei ki hayda amma, Rabbi Zeira, ezu cholot bo kol sha'or mahalich tachtov, v'ache ezu tavshil bo kol sha'or mahalich tachtov. Rabbi Mana answered, it's like the teaching of Rabbi Zeira concerning the obligation of challah, it's specifically when a fire is underneath it. Here also, the Torah only considered cooking when a fire is underneath it. Adatu Rabbi Yehuda, melach ketzir yayin kechoymetz. According to Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, that he said he could add it to anything off the fire aside from that which contains vinegar or brine, salt is like brine, and wine is like vinegar.